How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Is this the free psychic line?
Yes, this is the free psychic line.
Yes, I had just got your name off the internet. I want to know, like, how does this work? Like, do I ask you some questions or would you already know?
I might know some of the answers to the questions you may ask me.
Okay. I just want to talk about my love life.
Your name is Chantel or Chanel?
Yes. Hello?
What would you like to... What's that noise?
I had dropped my heater.
Oh.
Yeah,
You're involved with more than one man? More than one man right now?
No, just one right now.
Just one?
Yeah.
Does his name start with an R or an S?
No.
What's the problem with the man that you're involved with?
Darnell, I just want to know, like, I just really, like, wanted to know, like, does he feel, like, the same way I feel about him? And I just feel like he's hiding something that he's not telling me. Like, he's been real secretive.
You haven't known him very long, for less than 6 months?
No, I've been... I'm like a year and probably about 3 months. That's a long time I've been dealing with him.
That's a long time to be wondering if he's secretive with you.
Yeah, because lately, because you know, he's been changed in the past couple months or whatever, and I just want to know, I'm really curious to know, like if he talked to somebody else or do he have someone else?
I think you need to confront him about something.
I need to confront, but when I do, you know what I'm saying, he lies. I don't know if he's lying, he say he's not talking to no one else, but I just feel something different. Like, I feel like he is. I feel like he's hiding something.
Well, regardless of whether there is a truth or not to him being unfaithful to you, if you feel like things have changed, it's probably in your best interest to find another person to be with.
Alright, that's true. That is true.
But unfortunately, I'm not getting much of a reading from you. Sometimes, with certain people, I can. Sometimes I can't. Also, it depends on the time of day for me.
So it depends on the time of day. What day is best for you?
Well, I mean, usually earlier in the afternoon is good, if you want to call me back tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, like, is there anything I could tell you or that you want to know for you to know?
No, it doesn't usually work like that for me.
Oh.
I usually just see things in my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you more. Is Chantel or Chanel?
Chanel. Yeah. Well, my best friend's here and she wanted to ask you something.
Hello? Yes, I'm dealing with a love issue.
Is your birthday in April?
I got a baby that's due in April.
You have a baby that's due in April?
Yes, April 11th.
Have you found out that it's already a girl?
No, it's a boy.
Oh. What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've been dating this guy, I was dating this guy for 7 months, and he basically cheated on me and, you know, did a lot of things, but at the end of the day, I still love him. So I wanted to know, like, what's up with that? It's like, why I can't let him go? Why I can't understand, you know, that he's not the one for me?
I think that's a problem more with yourself than him.
Dang.
That's an esteem issue.
So, like, is it like a feeling that tells me, like, I can't get with nobody else or I'm afraid to get with someone else?
I think that maybe something that happened when you were younger makes you attracted to rejection.
Wow. So, is that what I look for or is that something that comes natural or something?
No, it seems that these are the types of people that you attract.
Damn. So, like, is that what I'm going to meet for, like, the rest of my life?
No, these are habits that you can change.
Okay, and what can I, like, start by changing it? Like, getting by new people or meeting new people or...
Well,
hanging around a different crowd.
It's certainly not going to be as easy as that, that's for sure.
Wow.
I think you might have to do, there might be a lot of self-realization that you're going to have to go through. Maybe a lot more understanding of the way you act, maybe. Looking into the way that your personality was formed, say, in your past.
Wow. And you can, like, pretty much tell, like, I done had a lot of disappointments in my past.
Well, I mean, I can get a feeling, you know. I can't tell everything for certain, but I get a feeling, you know.
Oh, so I'm like an evil person, or?
No, you're not an evil person at all. Did you have a bad relationship with your father?
Yeah, really, I didn't know my dad. Like, my mom, she told me that he died when I was young, but she all of a sudden found out one day that he was alive, but I too much don't want nothing to do with him because he hasn't been there for me.
Did he lie to her, or did she lie to you?
She lied to me, basically.
But she probably did it out of kindness.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought she was doing you a favor by saving you the fact that he would leave you as a child.
Wow.
I think that you need to explore and get over your feelings of abandonment that maybe stem from your father.
Wow.
And I would say, you know, you can probably get help with this through a standard psychologist. It's nothing that you need to seek psychiatry for. You don't need any sort of medical medicine or anything like that, I don't think.
Right. Wow. Whoa. So, like, is I mean people that's just like my father is, or, you know, or...
You probably, I think you're attracted to and you attract people like that. So that you will, you'll repeat the cycle of rejection. Is it 10 o'clock where you are, or are you on the East Coast? Is it midnight?
I'm on the west side. I'm on the west side of Detroit.
Oh, you're on the west side of Detroit, so it's 12 o'clock midnight?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's Wednesday?
Yep.
December 8th?
Uh-huh.
I have to go now, but you guys can call back tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.